Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The journey to London 2012 for the American runner Lopez Lemong has been long and extraordinary. He was one of the so-called lost boys, thousands of child refugees who fled civil war in Sudan.
My journey started when I was 6 years old. In the little village of Kimotong, we were in a church when the rebel soldiers came in and ordered everyone to lay down. They took all the young kids to the training camp. I was too young to hold AK-47 to go to war because I was only 6 years old. I witnessed a lot of kids dying every day because of the food they were giving us. They were giving us the grain, which is mixed with sand. And a lot of kids were just eating this food, doesn't digest in their stomach, and they die.
One night, Lopez Lemong managed to crawl out of the rebel camp and started running. He thought he was going back to his village, but his first ever race took him all the way to Kenya, where he spent the next 10 years in a refugee camp. Life was hard, and he would run to forget his hunger. But one day, he caught a glimpse into another world. He spent all the money he had, 5 shillings, to watch one Olympic race on TV.
Saw Michael Johnson running 400 meter final, and he went so fast. What really inspired me so much is that when he went and received the medal, and I saw the tears coming out of his face, and you know, in Africa, a grown-up person cannot just cry like that. I was just like, why did he cry? He just won the race. He wasn't last, but eventually I ended up seeing like he was running behind something bigger than himself. He was running for his country and just like that. From that moment, I just said, I would like to run for that country one day. And he became my role model from that point.
His dreams came true when the United States agreed to take 3,500 of Sudan's lost boys as part of a government resettlement program. He even met his hero, Michael Johnson, and after years of training, he qualified for the Beijing Olympics, where he was their flag bearer. But he has never forgotten his roots and frequently visits South Sudan, where he helps to provide clean water, education and medicine through his foundation for South Sudan. He truly represents these Olympics because he's not just running for gold for the glory, but to inspire the next generation in America and across Africa.